Hey everyone, Happy New Year. I'm Alec, and this is Zoo After Dark's first ever bonus episode. A full episode is coming later this month, but we thought we'd kick off the new year by releasing the short game we recorded prior to our first episode. Because it was recorded so early in the show's development, audio is less than stellar in some spots, so please excuse the occasional audio glitches and birds joining in. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. And hey, feel free to play it at home with your friends and introduce them to horrifying facts about their villagers. So, welcome to Animal Crossing, New Horrifying Realizations. I'm going to give you a fact. You've got to match it to the real-life animal of the villagers I have given you. I have given you Tom Nook, the Snooky, not a raccoon. Although I'm tempted to do raccoon version next time. Mabel, the hedgehog. Blathers, the owl. CJ, the beaver. Raymond, the cat. And Peaches, the horse.
So, sounds good.
All right. I don't know Peaches.
That's all right. She is on my island because she likes me best. I also might boot her out for someone better. It's fine.
Well,
we have an octopus.
We have Marina.
Marina.
Me too. She's so good.
She's so cute. Bones. We have Bones. That's who we have. This adorable little dog named Bones who just like runs around carefree. He's so cute and I love him. And he says, yip, yip.
This is Dottie the rabbit.
The rabbits look so weird.
This one really looks like she has seen some things. Oh, it looks even...
Oh, dear. It's like, what is with the eyes?
Yeah.
They just look so soulless.
It's terrible.
It's always a good hair day.
Oh, my God.
Jordan Peele has a deathly fear of rabbits because of their eyes, and I feel like this is how he sees all rabbits. Yeah. Okay. So, gang.
Okay.
Do we have to buzz in or what? Are we going to take turns?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a buzzer.
Like, meep, meep. We can make our own buzz noise.
Meow. I like this.
Okay.
I like this better, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So, first fact. This animal swallows their prey whole and then spits up what they cannot digest, called yarping.
I buzz in.
Okay. Which animal is this?
It's the owl, Blathers.
Yes. So they yarp it up in owl pellets.
I didn't know that was the term for it. That's pretty cool.
I enjoy yarping.
Yarping or yarping?
Yarp.
Oh, so like LARPing, but yarping.
Yeah, like LARPing, but with a Y.
Okay, don't get those activities confused.
I mean, not gonna yuck your yum if you like LARPing, yarping.
What if you yarp while you're LARPing because you're just so into it?
So good. 1 point to Leilani.
Woo.
Next one. This animal's anal secretions are used as vanilla flavoring in most vanilla things that you eat, like vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
I know this one. Meep meep. Is it the beaver?
It is the beaver.
Yeah. Yeah, I just read this recently.
I'm
love vanilla stuff, don't you?
It depends. Like, I love vanilla in my waffles, but I hate vanilla in my coffee.
Well, it's artificial vanilla.
Good point.
So do you really like vanilla, or do you just really like beaver anal secretions?
B-A-S's.
I mean, I usually splurge on the real extract, except for the most recently.
Yeah, but this is different. This isn't... Okay. I hope it's not beaver butt stuff.
I mean...
If tastes you're into
good,
that,
I guess.
It's fine.
This is almost as horrifying as when I found out that, you know, what gelatin is made out of.
Yeah.
Question 3. This animal can't vomit.
Horse?
I couldn't think of an animal.
Yeah.
I can't think of these sounds in time.
That a Peaches, the horse, cannot vomit.
Yeah. I'm going to lose this because I can't buzz in.
That's why it's extra exciting. You panic thinking of
answer.
What do I
do the answer before you? And I'm
like,
oh no.
You were looking for a real buzzer.
Where can I find it? I'll like write a list so I don't panic.
Okay. That's cheating.
Make your own list.
I don't want to make a list. I'd rather just like be on the spot, you know?
Whatever.
Okay. Question 4.
This animal froths at the mouth and then covers themselves with the mouth froth, known as a self-anointing behavior. Also, self-spitting was an original way it was described, and the scientists said, no, we're calling it self-anointing.
Meow.
All right, Leilani, which one is it?
Is it the hedgehog?
It is the hedgehog.
Woo! I was just imagining the Tenrex, how they bathe themselves.
I actually kind of wondered if Tenrex do this too.
Yeah.
So. very last one, and this is the one that really gets us that disclaimer.
Tiebreaker. Oh, boy.
It's also the tiebreaker. Very many allude legends about this animal using its scrotum from very many purposes, such as a weapon or bouncing on it, comes from the Japanese word for bag of gold, which sounds very similar to the Japanese word for scrotum. Which one?
Is it the tanuki?
It is! It is the tanuki!
Wow.
So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a whatever.
This is just a practice.
Congratulations
round.
On your
You're
win.
You're just jealous.
I am jealous. I can't think of
that
sounds.
Than
I thought we had to make animal sounds. That wasn't an animal sound.
It was a bird.
Oh, sorry.
Are you kidding me? Any noise I make, I can justify as a bird.
Yeah, my bad.
I was gonna do. Yeah, even if I don't answer, I can just answer and say it was a fish. What fish do you know what to do?
Oh, I'll be a frog.
Yeah.
So frogs gulping is something that genuinely creeps me out.
That's
which makes it kind of even better. Yeah. Nice. So congratulations, Emily, for winning the first game in the first segment.
Woo woo!
You win horrifying nightmares of all of these things happening all at once on your island.
Oh my God. I was going to say, to be fair, it's not the first official game.
True.
That trophy has yet to be awarded.
I'm going to win it anyway.
It's just a pre-game trophy. It's like one of those little baby ones.
Yeah, but it's still the inaugural trophy of all trophies.
You won pre-gaming on your island.
Yeah. I still win.
You win an Animal Crossing trophy. Good job.
Yay!
You now have to collect all of these items to make it yourself.
So much gold.
Oh, boy.